Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios, where we are filling your prescription for freedom every single day, annoying a liberal, progressive, un-American gun grabber somewhere across the country at all hours of the day and night. That much I can promise you, that much I can assure you, we will never stop, ever. And that's all I've got to say about that. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here with you. Getting ready for Christmas? I hope you are. I am. My kids are home from school. When I get done working today, we'll head back out of the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And I've got a couple weeks off, and yours probably are too, as we get closer to Christmas. That's right. So welcome to the holidays. I had the unfortunate experience of sitting and watching Barack Obama's last press conference of the year as he touted all of his accomplishments, a progressive wish list. More on that on the Sunday program, not enough time today, because Armed American Radio is very disappointed today. I'm very disappointed today. I hail from Tampa, Florida, now reside in Atlanta. And over the years, dating back to the early 90s, up through the time I left Florida in 2005, had a number of letters to the editor published in the Tampa Tribune pro-gun. I used to go back and forth with an individual by the name of Arthur C. Hayhoe. He was the individual who ran the Florida Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, which was a one-man band operation that Arthur was very good at making it appear much larger than it was. That's what the anti-gunners are very good at that. They're very good at, and this was long before social media, long before the internet, long before cell phones were prevalent. That's, remember when you went to classified ads to sell your couch, okay, or to even find a date, you know, single white Jewish female, that kind of thing. So we used the newspapers. And Arthur was very good. He'd get in the Tampa Tribune on a regular basis. He'd get in the St. Pete Times on a regular basis. And the Tampa Tribune was very good in publishing my responses to Arthur C. Hayhoe. Arthur C. Hayhoe was a formidable opponent. I don't want to call him a formidable opponent. I offered to debate him in a public environment on more than one occasion, and he was willing to do that as long as we kept the topic to the origins of the Second Amendment. I no longer have those original emails over the years. I wish I had them. But, you know, we're going back now 20 years. So I don't want to call Arthur C. Hayhoe a formidable opponent. He was one of these phonies, quite frankly. Went out and got, I'm not telling you anything now. He's passed on, and he can't answer what I'm telling you. But Arthur was one of these guys that went out and got a concealed carry permit and used that as a ruse to tell you that he was one of us, and then went on to attack our freedoms and our rights and why we shouldn't be able to do what we have a right to do in America. You probably know somebody similar. But Arthur C. Hayhoe is no longer here, and the Tampa Tribune, since I left, I still read the Tampa Tribune every single day, wrote a letter to the editor about an anti-gun letter that appeared a couple days back, and have not heard anything back from the Tribune. And then today, the Tampa Tribune editorial board decides they want to write about guns in a piece they titled Shoot from the Hip. So before I go any farther, because let me go to my guest first, and I'll explain this out. Lee Williams, the gun writer at Sarasota's Herald Tribune, does amazing work and should be award-winning journalist, Lee Williams, and joins me now from down there, just south of the Bay Area. Lee, how you doing, brother?
Good man, how are you? I'm in an annoying mood, too.
Well, that's good, because it makes for great radio. I am, yeah, too. I called you very early this morning and told you what?
I hadn't even seen it. I mean, I have so many media things I have to go through in the morning. I start about 5. I go to 1,000 sites. I hadn't even seen it. You told me about the editorial. I'm in my truck headed to an interview, and you actually read it to me. Disappointed would be putting it mildly.
I am angry. I'm disappointed,
I'm angry,
too.
I'm angry.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because the Tampa Tribune always gave me a fair shake and allowed me an opportunity to respond to anti-gun letters to the editor, in particular, in large measure, to Arthur Hayhoe. I remember getting an op-ed in the paper one time as well. They were very kind to me. Now the St. Pete Times, complete total anti-gun, un-American liberal rag. Un-American, why? Because they back un-American proposals. They back, and listen, you know, that sounds kind of harsh to those of you who are new to the program. They back un-American proposals. Un-American to me, again, I want to say this because it's very important for new listeners. Un-American, Lee, to me, I describe as trying to take something from me I have a right to own as an American citizen. If I try to take your book from you or keep you from reading the St. Pete Times because it's a liberal dope rag, which it is. But you have every right to read it. You have every right to believe it. You have every right to have your voice heard in it. That's America. If I try to take that from you, Lee, that's un-American. I have a right to own my firearms, to use them to defend myself. I have a right to carry my firearms. And in fact, this is where we'll go with the Tampa Tribune and the battle being waged in Florida to bring itself in line with 45 other states that not only have the right to carry their firearm concealed, but to carry it openly on their person, like I do just north of the Florida border, which we're going to talk about here because the Tribune needs an education. The editorial writers expose themselves, quite frankly, today as either naive, ignorant, stupid, or liars. I'll let you take your pick of which one it is. I'm not going to call them any. I'll let you decide that after you read it. But I have a right, Lee, and when you come after that right to me, that's un-American, so I wanted to clarify that. Fair enough?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. This editorial was called Shooting from the Hip. And it is in reference to Bob Galtieri, the Pinellas County Sheriff, who has been doing what, Lee?
He's been shooting from the hip for years. He's coming up with these horrible doom and gloom scenarios about any pro-gun bill that comes along. We had the hurricane bill. He says people are going to be carrying guns into riots. This bill allows us to take our guns with us if we leave during a forced evacuation. And on the open carry bill, he's painting these horrible pictures about people, his officers, his deputies are going to mistake open carriers for bad guys, and innocent people will be killed. Doom and gloom that has never happened in any of the 45 states that allow open carry. And he doesn't realize that bad guys don't open carry. It'd probably be good guys with guns.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Tampa Tribune would do themselves a favor to look just north of their border, as I said. I reside here now in the greater metro Atlanta area where the show is emanating from today. I openly carried today in Home Depot and Publix before this program. I will openly carry afterwards. And, Lee, I have to tell you, with the anti-gun, there's so much coming at me today as far, and you as well, being in the media, and like the gun writer doesn't have enough to write about. The anti-gunners are throwing content at us faster than we can keep up with it. It's simple as that. They are, number one, the best gun salesmen on the planet, led by, of course, Barack Obama, their commander of weakness in chief. And number two, their job security for folks like you and I, Lee. So, you know, keep it coming. There's a part of me that's going to be very sad in November, quite frankly.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's totally astonishing, agree. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What they need to do is look just a little bit north to their border and understand, as I just said, that it's a normal part of life in an area that they're just not familiar with. Open carry, as I've done it before and continue to do it, has never gotten me in any trouble, nor has it ever gotten any of the thousands upon thousands of individuals across the state of Georgia who lawfully, openly carry their firearms every single day. Yes, you walk into a Best Buy and see me with two children and my wife carrying firearms openly, and people shop and go about their business. You see other individuals walk into Home Depot carrying a firearm openly. At the AutoZone, Lee, just 3 days ago, I went to get my wife a headlight for her Honda. And there was a gentleman outside with the lid of his truck open, working feverishly before it got dark. On his hip, a flashlight, a cell phone, and a Glock.
Oh, my God, you should have run for your life. How scary.
Well, I say this now because of editorials like the Tampa Tribune editorial board and all of this incredible anti-gun dribble coming at us all day now from all sides. I've broken my own rule, and really it's because of what I do for a living. It's because I'm a voice out there. I'm on this microphone. I reach an awful lot of people 6 days a week on this microphone and in my writings and in my magazine columns, and it's important that you walk the walk. openly carrying a firearm is not my first tactical choice, Lee.
No.
It's not. And none of us should carry a firearm for the sole purpose of making a political statement. You would agree with that?
Correct.
I've broken that rule. With everything coming at us now, I do openly carry my firearm, and I do carry it to make a political statement. And I do that because of what I do for a living. Because of this microphone, because of what I talk about every day, and because of the anti-gun propaganda coming across the airwaves, magazines, the internet, everything at us. As a free American with a microphone, I am proving a point. And I'll tell you what happens when I get approached by individuals. After we come back from the break, and then we'll take on this editorial from the Tampa Tribune, shooting from the hip, right back after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway.
When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate
or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're going right back at it today. Both my guest, Lee Williams, the gun writer at Sarasota's Herald Tribune, and I are both annoyed and angered at this. Lee, what do you call this this editorial today? What was the first thought that went through your head when I read this to you this morning?
Fiction and a couple other words that I can't really use on the radio. I started going through with a red pen and marking the stuff that was fiction, and pretty soon I had two full pages of nothing but red ink.
All right, we're going to go through this, and I'm going to break it down and then read you some spots in between. So we're going to dissect it for the remainder of the program, or at least a portion of the program, and get your commentary on my responses to what we dissect. But first, I want to point out that the fear-mongering from the misinformed ignorant about open carry is just that. It is fear-mongering. Florida, as you know, Lee, and maybe you as a listener know, in 1987 created the modern form of what we know today as concealed carry, right, Lee?
Yes, and we're very proud of it.
Okay. The Constitution, I want to hash all this, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. To keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not to keep and bear concealed arms shall not be infringed, but to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The militia, by the way, to those of you who are screaming, yeah, what about the militia? It's the National Guard. Go back and read your history. You are the militia. Well-regulated means, and very simply put, again, go back. We're not going to hash this out on the program today. We're simply going to tell you, and then we're going to move on. Means well-equipped and well-trained. That's what a well-regulated militia is, and that's who you are. And if you don't believe me, I'll tell you a really simple, Lee, this is such a great part of the movie. I like to use this. When people don't understand what a well-regulated militia is, I like to refer them to the movie The Patriot. There's a great scene where Heath Ledger goes into the church to muster the South Carolina militia. Do you remember that?
Yeah, very much so. When they stand up, it is an incredible scene. Almost brings a tear to your eye.
That is the militia calling you to arms with your own weapons, period. That's what the Second Amendment means. It's what it says. You know it. I know it. The anti-gunners know it. That's why they lie about it in sheer desperation. They hate you, and they hate the fact that it exists. So having said that, let's go back to the open carry. It is pure fiction, and it is ignorant from the fearmongers. It doesn't happen. Just last week, I was with my son in Home Depot. Looking for a part for a toilet. I mentioned this on the air just a couple weeks ago, I think. Okay, just looking for a little part for a loose toilet in my house, carrying a firearm, when I was approached by one of the guys who was talking to one of the Home Depot people that I was waiting for. And he walked up to me and he said, I want to thank you, by the way, for carrying that gun and exercising your rights. Thank you. And then he proceeded to tell me he was carrying concealed. He chooses not to carry open because, like me, he believes it's not the best tactical thing. And yes, I was making a statement. And I will readily admit that on the air. Lee, I think that sets it up. The fear-mongering is what it is. Throw something else in there. What else is it when they try to attack us like this? What else are they trying to accomplish?
I think there's a huge sense of desperation, especially now. They cannot give us anything else. They've realized everything they've tried has failed and only resulted in more gun sales, training classes filling up, standing room only, And we're winning. I mean, we are winning this.
We are winning. Thank you. We are. We're winning this battle. That's why they're attacking us day in and day out from all these different venues. That's why. Because we are, in fact, winning. Barack Obama's so flustered, he doesn't know what to do. He's got teams of lawyers trying to find ways to do something. He hates you that much. And it's painful to see this editorial that I'm going to start reading to you now from the Tampa Tribune, who, quite frankly, I thought knew better than this. I thought they knew better than this. This editorial is called Shooting from the Hip, and it starts with this. Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gualtieri has taken a perfectly reasonable stand against proposed legislation to allow the open carry of firearms in Florida. And that has unleashed the usual broadsides from the pro-gun forces in favor of allowing the state's 1.4 million holders of concealed weapons permits to walk down the streets and into businesses with their guns on full display. Gualtieri has testified against the proposed law. He believes it is unnecessary and will lead to dangerous and perhaps deadly confrontations. Deputies responding to chaotic situations won't be able to tell the good guy from the bad guy. The sheriff is right. The law is unnecessary, and it could lead to fear and confusion among the public and damage Florida's family-friendly image. But try telling that to groups that treat every proposed gun law as an assault on their freedoms. They have distorted Galtieri's comments and taken to social media to call for his resignation, an absurd response that reveals much about gun zealots and their intimidation tactics. I'll tell you, I'm going to stop right here. Lee, the Tampa Tribune is referring to you, me, and others who have done just that on this program and in print. And in fact, they reference one of your headlines without crediting you. So we'll go ahead and tell the Tampa Tribune exactly where that headline came from, and it was you. Here's the statement I want to read, and then I want to get your response. It says that we've taken his comments out of context. Here's some of his comments. This comes from your piece. The good sheriff said Thursday that law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights will be, quoting the sheriff, thrown down on the ground with a gun pointed at them, or worse. And he goes on. And if a good citizen with a concealed weapon walks into, say, a bank during an armed robbery, Galtieri added, he's going to take one in the chest because he's a threat. Lee.
The good sheriff said that he was taken out of context by the people that wrote the story, the News Service of Florida. And then once he made that, the full weight of his office and the Florida Sheriff's Association came down upon the person that got the initial quotes. And they backed down. I've never really trusted any kind of story that comes afterward, any kind of brokered story where the reporter and her editor at the News Service of Florida are working in conjunction with the Sheriff's Association and Galtieri's office. I think what the sheriff's saying was pretty clear. He's talking about gun owners getting shot by his deputies, and there's no other way to candy coat that or to sugarcoat that, and it's stuff he's said in the past. He's always got these doom and gloom scenarios. People are going to die. People are going to die. And if you notice in the piece, the one thing that you read, we're one of those groups that treat every proposed gun law as an assault on our freedoms. Hey, I'm proud of that. This is, if we don't have OC, it is an assault on our freedoms. And there's no other way to say that.
Well said.
Yeah,
no, that's exactly the commentary. There is no other way to interpret it. None.
And if he's got deputies in Pinellas County who can't tell the difference between a good guy, open carrying, and a bad guy, they need to be retrained. And the sheriff, who's a lawyer, should be retrained. Bad guys don't open carry. They're not going to wear an exposed handgun on their hip because they don't want to have scrutiny and contact with law enforcement.
Have him come up here and talk to the thousands of deputies in the dozens upon dozens upon dozens of counties north of the Florida-Georgia line. And talk to those deputies who deal with lawful open carriers every single day. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to go through the rest of this piece with you and break out some more for discussion like you just heard so that we can set the record straight and educate the Tampa Tribune editorial board, who is clearly blinded by some form of anti-gun ideology here. They're fixable, I hope. We'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily, one word, .com, download your 100% free guide. DefendFamily.com. Again, that's DefendFamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, that USCCA on air spot is very important because we are coming to the end of the month, so you have limited time left. But the United States Concealed Carry Association, doing what they do best, is offering yet again another huge promo for those of you who simply activate your USCCA membership right now. You get the chance to win today's gun. That's right, they're giving away a gun a day. A gun a day. Giving away a gun a day. And a shot to win your own personal stockpile of free ammo for life. That's huge. Free ammo for life. Imagine that. Like Ted Nugent, you could be swimming in it in your hot tub. Okay? Pick your caliber, any caliber. Free ammo for life to the grand prize winner. Today's gun giveaway for activating a USCCA membership right now is an H&K P30. Oh, this thing's a beauty. MSRP, you liberals, that means manufacturer suggested retail price. Of $1,054, you're going to get a check for that gun's MSRP. You don't have to use it to buy the gun if you don't want to, but you'd be foolish not to. Very simple, USCCA on air or USCCA on AAR, and head over, and you'll see the three plans available to you at the USCCA for the self-defense shield, something you should have anyway, and you're in the running to win the free gun. Giving away a gun a day, it's an enormous promotion, and they're very, very good at it, and the product is second to none. Lee Williams, the gun writer, Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Lee, I want to go back to this piece from the Tribune and continue reading down here and get some commentary. Fair enough?
Fair.
Galtieri, it says, is a supporter of gun rights.
I got to stop you right there.
Well, what do we get through, about four or five words in the sentence? Okay, go ahead.
That is the biggest lie in the entire piece. For example, in 2013, every sheriff in the state of Florida took a pledge to support the Second Amendment. That same year, Galtieri said he would support a background check on ammunition purchases in Florida.
Yeah.
He has opposed every pro-gun piece of legislation that he's ever been involved with. You name it, open carry, he's dead set against it. He's been waging a one-man war against open carry. Again, he went against the hurricane bill, which is the evacuation bill, which is now law and not causing any problems. He is the quintessential Second Amendment butter. I support.
Well, hold it. Stop. The bill that he opposed. The emergency, it's not causing any problems?
No. We haven't had anybody carrying weapons into riots.
Oh, well, he'll come back and say, well, it hasn't been a hurricane in 10 years in Florida, so we didn't really need it anyway. But has he corrected himself on that? Has he
set the record straight?
I didn't think so. They generally
don't.
I
about that story, and I said, are you a Second Amendment supporter? And he bristled, and I got to read you the quote. He said, I don't really like that statement. The Constitution is the Constitution, and I support every amendment, but every amendment is not without limit.
Okay. Well, let me stop you there. This is a good place to stop you because we're going to get to a part of the Tribune's comments about limit. Let me go up a couple lines here that I missed. In an article by the News Service of Florida, Galtieri talked about scenarios that could turn dangerous if people are allowed to openly carry firearms. Now, I'm going to stop myself. That could turn dangerous. I mean, here's the little green aliens coming down and beaming us up, which could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah, we could ride our unicorns and take a really bad fall.
But that hasn't happened yet. That's not to say it couldn't happen. We don't know where we came from. We're still trying to figure that out. It is possible that little green aliens could come down and suck the sheriff up out of a squad car on his way home. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it never happens. It's never happened. So I want to make that point very clear. Because what they're referring to here has also never happened. A bank robber might target a customer openly carrying a weapon who walks into the bank during the robbery. Deputies responding to armed robbery calls won't know if the person leaving the convenience store when they arrive is a suspect or a concealed permit holder openly carrying the weapon. So these are, again, these are the pie in the sky liberal what-ifs that they want to what-if to death when they disagree with something. We can what-if everything in life to death. We're talking about our rights here. We do not what-if our rights. Now, let me continue. Galtieri is a supporter of gun rights and says his quotes were presented out of context, but that nonetheless he stands behind his belief that the law could result in tragic consequences even for law-abiding gun owners. It seems to me that the tragic consequences he's talking about that the Tribune is referring to here, Lee, are the tragic consequences that he mentioned above, and let me quote him, being thrown down on the ground with a gun pointed at them or worse by one of his deputies, or going to take one in the chest because his deputies feel they're a threat. So the only bad things that can happen that he mentions, out of context, I'm sure, are the things his department can do to the law-abiding citizen.
The bad consequences are his deputies shooting people who are doing nothing but exercising their constitutional rights legally in his county.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. Continuing, the pro-gun bloggers in a group advocating for open carry in Florida pounced. Here's one ridiculous headline on social media posting. Quoting, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri training deputies to kill law-abiding gun owners. Do you know who wrote that?
I think that might be Florida Carry. I wish I could take credit for it. I can't.
I believe that was Florida Carry. That came from a press release. Here's one that you might know. Here's another. Pinellas Sheriff Bob Galtieri threatens to shoot concealed carriers. Now, that's interesting because over on the Gunwriter blog at heraldtribune.com, there's a piece written by you titled, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri threatens to shoot concealed carriers. So it turns out that the Tampa Tribune editorial board didn't really like what you wrote and titled your piece and thinks you're a nutcase.
I am. When it comes to the Second Amendment, call me whatever you want. I'll take pro-gun blogger or even zealot, as they said earlier in the piece.
You wear that with a badge of honor.
Absolutely.
Brother. Okay. The gun rights group Florida Carry, which supports the legislation, called on the sheriff to resign, claiming he is a purveyor of falsehoods and irrational fear. Actually, Galtieri is proving to be the voice of reason as lawmakers prepare to consider the open carry legislation during the legislative session that begins next month, sponsored by representatives and so forth. It goes on to describe the bill. We won't go into that. But as Galtieri rightly points out, while the Constitution does allow for gun ownership, that right is not unbridled. Now, let me just rip this to shreds. And the editorial board at the Tampa Tribune should know better than this. This is either ignorance, stupidity. You be the judge. I'm not going to say what it is. I'll let you judge. The Constitution does allow for gun ownership. That right is not unbridled. We're not talking about gun ownership. We are talking about the right to bear arms. There is a difference. And they are correct. They are referring to the Heller decision, which does not have anything to do with how we carry the gun. The Second Amendment has not, or the Supreme Court has not yet addressed that, Lee. Am I mistaken?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's right.
Florida allows for... Go ahead.
I think you need to back up to the last graph where they say the measure being open carry is being pitched as a crime fighting tool and a constitutional right. Yeah, how dare we allow a constitutional right? How dare we propose a bill that would allow us to have a constitutional right? You can see the kind of day I've been having, brother.
That does. We'll skip some of this because it goes on to talk about campus and so forth, a bunch of trouble. But we'll go down to the end in the essence of time. But that doesn't matter to the gun lobby, which will attempt to steamroll anyone who stands between them and a gun, even those in law enforcement who are entrusted with keeping the peace. Here's my answer to that. Yes, I will attempt to steamroll anyone who attempts to take away my constitutional rights and freedoms. You see, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are today, what happens here matters. This is what we have to fight. When we see this type of editorial, it has to be answered. It has to be answered with a phone call. It has to be answered with a handwritten letter. It has to be answered with an email. It must be answered. It is this type of editorial that directs the narrative. And you have to understand that you are dealing with a lot of headline surfers out there who will see this, skim through it, and not question it. And in an age of Bloomberg and Obama's America and un-Americans, progressive, America-hating un-Americans coming at us at every twist and turn, it is your responsibility to stop this in its tracks. That's right. When you see something, you say something. We'll come back and break it down even further with Lee Williams, the gun writer at Sarasota's Herald Tribune. You can read everything he writes at thegunwriter.com. Back right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I have to go back to this editorial quickly and point this up. But as Galtieri rightly points out, while the Constitution does allow for gun ownership, according to the Tampa Tribune editorial board today, that right is not unbridled. And I want to make it very, very clear. The fight from the anti-gunners, while they can't stand concealed carry, is not about bearing arms. That is a state issue. Open carry and concealed carry, licensing, permitted, unpermitted, constitutional carry, whatever you want to call it, is a state issue. It is not a federal issue. So the Tampa Tribune here is terribly mistaken and very misleading with this comment. We're not talking about gun ownership here. They are right. We have a right to gun ownership. We are talking about how that gun is carried. Lee Williams, the gun writer at Sarasota Herald Tribune, it's very important that we point these types of errors out. These are misleading statements, and it needs to be pointed out.
I think it's misdirection. It's the old, look at this hand while this hand picks your pocket.
That I don't believe that was an intentional statement, do you?
No.
Okay, that's misguided. That's misinformation.
Yeah.
That's ignorance. So we can go through this and determine a lot of this to be from ignorance, not from fact. They're taking these, and I want to go back to 1987. Even better, go back to Michigan. I guess it was about 15 or so, 20 years ago. There were some honest members of the press that jumped out and said, you know what, 10 years ago we predicted the Wild West, Dodge City, Tombstone, shootouts in the street. When concealed carry passed, we were wrong. It has been wildly effective. And quite frankly, Arizona, very well known as an open carry, constitutional carry state. Does Arizona experience anything that Bob Galtieri, these pie-in-the-sky, crazy, wild, hypothetical, that happened?
I've never heard of it happening in any of the 45 states that allow OC. It's a pipe dream, although this tactic has been tried in other states when they were debating it. And again, it was proven hollow in fiction, just like this
yeah.
is here.
Now, I want to point out, too, Lee, that Bob Gualtieri, going back up to that statement that he supports gun rights, that's a joke in and of itself. And I'll see in the Tribune, also a joke. Grady Judd, tough guy on the East Coast, you know, the Sheriff Arpaio wannabe. I'm no fan of Grady Judd. And I'll tell you why I'm no fan of Grady Judd. I support the Second Amendment when he was running the Florida Sheriff's Association. And then has his spokesperson get up there during the emergency powers debate at the legislature. I think it was the emergency one, right? Is that what it's called, the emergency
yeah.
bill?
Yeah, emergency.
And what did the woman say?
Hurricane bill.
Yeah, she says the Florida Sheriff's Association supports the Second Amendment, but we do not support this bill. Concealed carry is a privilege. She said, while the people have the right to own arms, concealed carry is a privilege. This is the way they view this. Privilege, not right. They're having a problem between the two. They're not able to, for whatever reason, comprehend, I think, the depths of their statements. And I know that you know, anybody with a clear head knows, that the Tribune will never come back. Because open carry, I believe, is going to pass in Florida. Are you still feeling good about it?
Yeah, and we should also point out that the Florida Police Chiefs Association worked with NRA. They're backing it.
Okay.
They got a couple
amendments
added. They're for it.
You're a journalist. Did anybody at the editorial board at the Tribune even talk to anybody over there? Are they just supporting the good sheriff out in Pinellas because they're supporting the good sheriff out in Pinellas?
I think that's probably the latter of that. Yeah, they like him. You read it yourself, man. He's a supporter of gun rights.
Well, their final statement in here, but that doesn't matter to the gun lobby, which will attempt to steamroll anyone who stands between them and a gun, even those in law enforcement who are entrusted with keeping the peace. Let me tell you exactly what that statement says, sadly, about the Tampa Tribune editorial board. The Tampa Tribune editorial board is not pro-gun. I don't care what they tell you in the future. They do not support gun rights. They are not Second Amendment advocates. Anybody that comments about the gun lobby and it not mattering to the gun lobby and claiming that you will steam. See, we could reverse that statement, but that doesn't matter to the un-Americans who will attempt to steamroll anyone, including First Amendment rights, in order to come after Second Amendment rights and anyone that stands between them and their agenda. Even those who support the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Lee, it's vital and critical that the Tampa Tribune and listeners understand we are winning this war. That's why they write these editorials. That's why they're going crazy. It's why they're off their rocker. It's why they're coming at us with more material every day than we can keep up with. And it's why your pen is so busy, you've got carpal tunnel syndrome. I hope you're getting medicated for that.
I am. I should also point out that the best way to respond to this is not by the comments on the editorial. Nobody really reads those in the editorial board, I'm sure. The best way to respond to this is with a written letter or an email to the editorial board itself, not in the comments section. Comments may make you feel better, but you send an email to the editorial page editor, that gets their attention.
Yeah, here's the thing. I should go back probably and read the email. In fact, I might do. I think we have a couple minutes. Here's the thing. I said, if you see something, say something. And in this case, it's absolutely vital because you are the soldier in this battle. You're the one on the front lines. It's you and your rights they are attacking. And here's something I want to remind the Tampa Tribune and all the anti-gun zealots, that the Second Amendment to the Constitution exists. The gun lobby isn't trying to add anything to the Constitution. It's already there. We're simply defending it from your attacks. You're trying to take something from us that Americans have. Of course, they wouldn't feel too good about that if we were coming after their First Amendment, would they, Lee?
No. Then it would be a completely different story. And very
because
well,
they depend on it.
We are not trying to get anything other than our constitutional rights. I like the analogy, we're not trying to add anything.
I don't know that I'm trying. Yeah, I'm not. Here's the thing. Well, we're going to run out of time. I don't even want to start that discussion. I'll just simply say how sad in what appears to be a flip-flop over the years from the Tampa Tribune. Am I right about that? I mean, they used to be in I used to write them letters all the time. I had a lot of things printed in the Tampa Tribune going back a number of years ago. I always thought they were a conservative, you know, pro-gun. And it was all, there was a clear distinction. The Tampa Tribune seemed to be pro-gun, and then, of course, the St. Pete Times, which is just off their rocker, lunatic left, always has been, at least to their credit. I have to say I respect that. They've never deviated. Like, apparently the Tampa Tribune has flip-flopped.
This is a big flip-flop. This is bad.
Is it a big one?
Yeah, it's chock full of inaccuracies. That's the biggest thing. Even the headlines, shoot from the hip, are somewhat questionable.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're going to run out of time. I don't have time to read the Trib letter that I wrote, but it started with, to the editor as a former Tampa resident and someone who makes a living fighting for gun rights, the letter from Mr. Alan Hoym passed saying gun laws, which was kind of like right in the same vein as the editorial, made my head want to pop. Typical of liberal gun grabbers, his emotional response is based on lies coming from well-funded un-American gun prohibitionists, hysterical 24-hour media coverage of single incidents, including Islamic terrorism, and the most anti-gun administration in American history. And, of course, the reasonable and legal steps that the letter writer said we should take in America was to refer to Australia.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was forced confiscation. Now, what I want to do now to close out the program, Lee, I'm sure you're aware of this, although the news is coming at us every single day. I just put this up, and this is from The Hill today. Democrats propose federal gun buyback. 21 supporters on Capitol Hill. All Democrats, repeat after me, what party wants our guns, Lee?
Yeah, pretty hard to tell.
The Democrat Party. So keep your head in the game. Lee Williams, thank you. Thank you for getting recognized by the Herald Tribune. Even though they didn't credit you, we did it here. It was your headline that they used. And shame on them for not mentioning that and where it came from. Whoop-sh! There's a slap upside the head from the Constitution to the Tampa Tribune editorial board. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And on the Monster Broadcast Sunday, Armed American Radio continues Sunday. Don't miss it. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.